It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Well, David, first let me put a big thank you out there. You went and made coffee this morning for our second cup. It is mighty delicious.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, I have quite the experience of making coffee, years and years of it.
We are very fortunate here at Mater Dei Radio because we get to have that wonderful St. Drogo coffee that you can get at the Grotto.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you are heading over there, you can go into their gift shop and pick up some. In fact, I keep forgetting to mention this, too.
You know, who's playing tonight?
Tonight, absolutely. You want to head over there. Probably bring an umbrella with you, but that wouldn't be all out of the ordinary. Trinity Lutheran School Choir is going to be there. La Center High School Concert Choir, Mountain View Concert Choir, St. Helens High School, and Bellarmine Preparatory School. Bellarmine, you know where they're from. They're up there in Seattle,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. So they it seems like they make that trip pretty regularly every year and come down to the Grotto. Did I hear in one of the promos, Patrick talking about a walk-through Christmas tree?
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
I have to do that.
Yeah.
The idea of going through a lighted walk-through Christmas tree speaks to me entirely.
I'm sure it's gorgeous. But yeah, so if you can get a chance, get out to the Grotto again right on through the Christmas season. Just some beautiful lights to see and just a gorgeous area. And again, as you mentioned, all of the choirs. Well, you had a nice opportunity yesterday. Of course, we celebrated the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and you went to St. Mary's Cathedral down in Northwest Portland. And tell me about your experience. It sounded really beautiful.
It was very beautiful. Of course, our cathedral is amazing in Portland here. And it's just down the hill. I think even with that little bit of traffic I hit, it took me less than 10 minutes to just go down the hill. It's just right there in the heart of the city. So Monsignor O'Connor had mentioned this when we had our liturgical life discussion earlier in the week. And he said that twice a year, the candles on the columns, I think there are 12 of them around the church, are lit. One of them is for the feast of the dedication of the cathedral.
Right.
When that happens, I believe he said it may be March. The other one is for the patronal feast day. So in this case, it's St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception.
Right.
So that meant yesterday was its, you know, patron feast day.
Sure.
So I walk in, and sure enough, all of the candles, not only the candles on the altar are lit, on every column, because I wasn't quite sure where they were.
Yeah, right.
And the thing is, you would never notice that there are candles on all of the columns.
Mm-hmm.
I never noticed it before. They're permanent candles on every column, all the way down each side of the cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was lit.
Right.
And you went, and of course, I was paying attention to it. So it was a wonderful opportunity then to share with that. And I spoke with Monsignor O'Connor as he was greeting parishioners as they were leaving. And he said, now, I said, the church looks beautiful. And he said, Brenda, now, did you see it when the scaffolding was up? And I said, no. I said, I had no idea. So he had shared with me, behind the statue of Mary, which would be if you were looking at the altar of the cathedral, it would be on the right side.
Yeah.
He said that I believe maybe it was water damage, but the plaster behind Mary was all coming down. He said it was a real big mess.
I'll bet.
So they couldn't actually, I mean, you can't move the statue, I don't think, but it's real tall.
Sure.
Either way. And so they've had scaffolding up in the cathedral while they were making the repairs to the building.
Yeah. I did not know that. Yeah.
That's, you would never know. And I said, well, they did an amazing job because it was beautiful. And of course, they had a cantor. I'm not sure who their cantor is. She has an amazing voice. I mean, truly beautiful. So if you want to make a pilgrimage, you can't go to some of these, you know, far off places or European, or you're unable to travel. Sometime during the year, make a pilgrimage to the cathedral.
Beautiful. I love going to the cathedral.
Right?
Yeah, it's just amazing to go to. It's such a beautiful church inside. And again, as you mentioned too, what an evening. I'm sure they had an evening mass.
They did.
Last night. Can you imagine going in there when it's dark with the candles
lit? With the candles lit.
Yeah.
I would also imagine going into that cathedral during the Christmas vigil, Christmas morning masses. It's incredible. So I think that it's an important thing to do, to visit our cathedral, no matter wherever your home parish is. You definitely want to do that.
Love doing that for sure. So this Sunday, third Sunday of Advent already, is Gaudete Sunday. So do you know what that means?
I think it means praise or joy.
Right.
And that's it. So here's a question for you. What color vestments do our priests wear on Gaudete Sunday?
Is that the rose-colored vestments?
That is exactly correct. It is not pink. They do not wear pink.
Yes.
They are the rose-colored vestments. Although it's funny because we light the pink candle.
Right.
That's what we call the pink candle. But yeah, they wear those rose vestments.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful, and it's the same way during Lent. It's the third weekend of Lent is Laudete Sunday, kind of a joyful pause during the Lenten season. And while, you know, Advent tends to be more joyful, obviously, than Lent, it is a more joyful break during the Advent season.
Do they wear the rose vestments on that one?
And they wear the rose vestments.
So two times a year, is it?
That's it. Two times a year they wear those. So, I'll be looking to see what rose color vestments they wear.
Yeah,
I like it.
Great.
It's good. But then just through the weekend, that Sunday, of course, today is the feast of Saint Juan Diego. You know, I had an idea, a way to celebrate today.
Yeah.
Bring home some Christmas flowers.
Oh, that would be nice.
You know, you think about Juan Diego and, of course, that beautiful tilma that still hangs in Mexico City. You know, when he opened his tilma, it's made out of cactus fiber. It's cloth.
Right.
Flowers fell from his cloak. So maybe a wonderful day, maybe when you're celebrating or praying your evening rosary, maybe have some beautiful winter flowers available. My Christmas cactus is getting ready to bloom.
Hey,
talk about beautiful flowers.
And then Monday is Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Another great day. And I think we'll have some special things coming up for Monday also to talk about, but spend maybe time reading about it. Again, it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Everything that we know about Our Lady of Guadalupe and in past maybe wasn't quite noticeable, but Monday will be the day to do that.
Sounds great.
So we hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.